Thank you for staying connected with Carnegie Mellon University. For more, visit www.cmu.edu.
I think it's important for the university to have a public identity that we can all embrace, that embodies the qualities that we espouse as a university, and also enjoys the rich Scottish heritage that the tartans embody.
What were some of the key considerations in creating the mascot's identity, the graphic identity?
I think for me, it was important that whatever we develop be something with dignity, and that would be a point of pride and distinction, not a silly thing or childish thing. And that came through in the focus group discussions. That certainly was something that the entire community embraced. And I think an important part of this whole process was that we did involve a cross-section of the community, and as well as Dan Boyarski from our design school. And I think we really cultivated enough different constituencies that we know that we have something that is very representative.
So it's really been a team effort.
Absolutely. And it's been a fun process, because in athletics we might have a certain perspective on it, but what I enjoyed was that it was really a shared perspective. The group that we worked with, the consulting group who designed the mascot for us, SME, from New York, said this was the most consensus they ever had in a process, and really I'm afraid we may have made their work a little lighter than they have had at other places.
Tell me a little bit about, there's been such a buzz around campus and great interest in having an official mascot. Did that surprise you?
No. I think because you see it in the national media with everything you see on ESPN and all the major college sport networks and so forth, where the universities playing have their identity, their mascots, somebody's actually running around at events. And our students, I think, are interested in being more like that and having those kinds of opportunities for fun and spirit as well. And I think there's an interest in general on raising awareness about the culture of our community, and I think the mascot is something that can help to do that.